Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 11. All-American. Well, half, anyway. October 2019.
This should have been expected. The revelation that he'd held dual citizenship and was half-American came out. Unexpectedly, it was right in the middle of the election and completely took the blackface spotlight off that miserable hypocrite Justin Trudeau. Fortunately, everyone on the campaign was prepared for it. Andy was rather proud of just how nonchalantly he replied to the reporter who asked him about it on the plane. Even that mean old Mark Critch's blindside joke for this hour as 22 lame attempts at humor slid right past him without landing. Andy wasn't prepared for anyone actually contacting the U.S. Embassy and confirming he hadn't shown up in person, which meant despite his comment about already starting the process of renouncing his citizenship, he hadn't actually begun things. He had the forms, and they were filled out, and were going to be sent in if it ever came up. But clearly he couldn't do that while traipsing across the country, and he had to make an appointment with the embassy about following up so that he could submit the damn thing, if he actually had any intention of doing so, that is. Of course he didn't. If Dick Cheney's plan was to occur, then Andy had to retain his U.S. citizenship, but being on camera saying he would renounce it would bite him in the butt when he eventually did run for president. Still, the hit cost him support for a bit, which meant the war room had to begin digging again through the dirt on Justin Trudeau so they could release the next bit of damaging intel and take the heat off Andy. Why did he leave Point Grey Academy? One of them asked. Andy thought his name was Skippy. That had been yelled at him a lot in the campaign trail, so he wasn't sure if it wasn't his own nickname now. The reviews came in, someone else choked in reference to Justin's part-time drama teaching gig. Everyone chuckled at that. This pic has him with a young student, someone else suggested, pulling a picture out of the pile. He was a selfie hog even before there were selfies, someone further scoffed. That was a good one. It made Andy smile. A real smile, this time. What if he was forced to resign because of a sex scandal with an underage student? Was he? Someone else wondered seriously. Probably, they said. He's a womanizing fake feminist. Oh, the Me Too movement wouldn't know what to do about that, Dave said. Yeah, someone else added. That would sink him for good. How do we get this out? Dave asked. Jason already did the blackface thing for us. Ask Warren, Andy offered. He'll know the best route. Everyone nodded at that. While you're at it, Andy nodded. See if he'll take on the job of nuking Maxime for us. It was time for Bernier to take his bow.